there's been, you know, there was the shooting in Florida recently where a young gamer decided to take his anger out on the people that he was around. And whenever we have those kinds of situations, we always have the media that immediately jumps to blaming that it's the gun and we have to restrict firearms ownership and we have to restrict the Second Amendment and we have to have quote unquote common sense gun laws or whatever. And CNN has been quoting some false statistics. They've been quoting this
shocking.
Yeah. This statistic that I've heard a lot of media outlets say that America has more mass shootings than any other developed country. Well, it turns out that's not true. And thanks to a researcher who's been looking into this, and this study came out of a university down in Alabama, and it came out really quick, and all the media outlets grabbed it, and some of the anti-gun groups grabbed it and started touting this statistic, and it turns out that it's absolutely false. So joining me now is John Lott with the Crime Research Institute, and he is heavily into studying these statistics and how he can explain how he debunked this particular study and these false statements being made by the media. John, thanks for coming on this morning. How are you?
Oh, it's good to talk to you again.
This study in particular that you guys recently debunked, it was basically claiming, if I've got the gist of it right, that America was worse than other developed countries in terms of mass shootings. And you guys found that that's just not true. How so?
Well, I mean, it was claiming that the United States was by far the worst in the entire world. It claimed that over a 47-year period of time from 1966 to 2012, there were 202 mass public shooters outside the United States and 90 in the United States. That the United States made up 31% of all the mass public shooters over that 47-year period of time. I knew that there were problems probably right away with it. The person, first of all, released his study to the media. He wouldn't let other researchers look at it. He's never given out his list of cases. I mean, if there are 202 shooters, there's probably less than 100 mass public shootings he's claiming over the entire world outside the United States over those 47 years. He won't even tell people exactly how he put the list together.
Wow.
And I've asked him for information. Other researchers have. But, you know, the thing is, this is just not your normal study. President Obama many times would make the claim that the United States was unique in the entire world in terms of these shootings. And whenever the administration was asked, this was the study that they would go and point to. It got hundreds of news stories back in 2015 and was covered across a lot of the world. I can't find any other research this century that's gotten as much worldwide coverage as this study has. And yet he won't even release his list of cases. So I finally decided to kind of bite the bullet and go and try to put something together ourselves. Now, I don't know. I have no clue how to find cases of four people being shot in Africa in the 1960s,
right,
or the
right.
1970s or the 1980s.
And one wonders even if that is relevant in terms of looking around the world at incidents like that, because that definition of a mass shooting lumping in instances where four people are victims, but that doesn't necessarily mean it was a mass shooting where somebody said, you know what, I'm just randomly going to go kill a bunch of innocent people.
Right. Well, you want to find four or more people killed. This is the definition he used. Four more people killed in a public place that's not part of some other type of crime, like a robbery or a gang fight over drug turf. You don't want to see cases where you have government killing people or a guerrilla war that was going on. You want to find the exact type of cases that you're talking about. So not only do you have to find a shooting like that, but you have to be able to go through news stories and read them and find out the types of details that you're referencing. And so anyway, I just looked at the last 15 years of the 47 years that he looked at. And I find in just those last 15 years, and again, this is conservative because there's no way I believe that I've gotten all the cases
sure.
from parts of the world.
But at least you're being honest about it. I mean, you're being upfront saying, look, this is not something that we can research the way he's claiming we can research it.
Right. Well, he claimed he had the complete set. He had all the mass public shootings in the 1960s, the 70s, the 80s that occurred any place in the world. And anyway, I find 1,448 mass public shootings in the rest of the world. There were 43 in the United States over that period of time. And there's over, at minimum, at least 3,000 mass public shooters, 3,081 mass public shooters. So rather than the United States making up 31% of the mass public shooters in the world, I find they make up about 1.4%. And again, that's a very conservative estimate. It's virtually certain to be significantly less than that.
Right. Fascinating because... clearly, there's a bias in the media to use those false statistics that you've blown away with your research. And a perfect example of this is the tragic situation up in Cincinnati last week. CNN quoting false studies like this after that instance to try to, again, pepper the public's opinion about firearms as if somehow or another they're jumping off of shelves and shooting innocent people on their own.
Yeah, I mean, the media is still using these numbers. When this study first started getting attention in 2015, I got a call from a couple of media outlets. One was the Washington Post, and they asked me what I thought about it. And I said, well, you know, I've asked him for the paper, and he won't give it to me. And they said, well, we have it, but we've been told not to go and give it out to anybody but to the media right now. And I said, well, that should be a little bit of a warning sign to you.
Right.
But I said, do you have the list of cases? And he said, no, he's not giving out the list of cases. And I said, well, I'm not sure how much weight you should really put on this.
Right.
If he's not even willing to show you his list of cases.
Well, I love they call you to get your opinion on something you can't see. Right. That smacks of journalistic lack of integrity. Hey,
well,
John,
better,
you can't see this study, but what do you think about it?
But it's better than virtually all the rest of the media that didn't even try to get
right.
another comment.
Yeah, right. That's true. That's a good point. I just find the whole thing like. Shall I use the word that's floating around in the atmosphere today? Collusion. You know what I mean? It's like this guy goes and does a study that confirms what the media's bias is. Then they just go out there to dutifully report it. Well, listen, thank goodness we've got, you know, guys like you that are out there actually doing the research and being honest about your research and how you bring it forward and what your processes are, because those facts are the way that we fight the misinformation on firearms. And we appreciate you taking time to chat with us this morning.
Well, thanks. I mean, the bottom line is we make up 4.6% of the world's population, but we make up maybe about 30% of that is our share of these mass public shooters, 1.4. So we're well below the world average.
Right.
And there are lots of countries in Europe and other parts of the world, obviously, that have much, much higher rates of murders from these attacks. People can find more at our website at crimeresearch.org.
Yeah, and we'll give that link out again. But to your point as well, many of those very countries have much stricter restrictions on firearms than America does, and yet we're below the average in terms of the actual numbers. Again, that website is crimeresearch.org. John Lott, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Great talking to you.
All right, so interesting stuff there. I think, too, there's a lot of times people focus on the wrong thing in the gun argument, right? I mean, no matter where you go in the world, there's bad people. And the fastest response times for police is anywhere from 1.5 minutes, 8 to 10 minutes. And if you have somebody that says, they get up in the morning and they say, I'm going to go do evil today. I'm going to hurt somebody today. I'm going to stalk somebody. I'm going to kill somebody. I hate somebody so bad I want to kill them. Or I'm just going to rob somebody, whatever. There's literally nothing you can do to prevent that evil from taking place. But what you can do is you can protect yourself. And that's essentially, it's this sort of nature, law of nature, this God-given right that we have to defend our lives with any means possible. And human beings have been doing it for millennia. We've been doing it as long as we've been around. Maybe we started with a rock and a stick, and now it's a firearm. But that's the key, you know, the crux of it. And everybody kind of gets lost in these statistics.
Well, and take it to the next step. Besides just having, okay, where are the shooters? Where are people being saved by legal gun owners? by the thousands in this country.
Well, actually,
compared to other countries that have tougher gun laws and citizens do not have the ability to defend themselves.
Progressives never believe me when I say this, but actual estimates vary, but they're north of 100,000 times a year that people use a firearm to save lives. What happens is if you, 9 times out of 10, that doesn't get reported in any significant way, right?
Well, so you don't know how many people would have
been hurt. There's no way to verify it. There's no way to verify it. Because if you stop a home invasion, you know, somebody's coming into your house and their foot is through the window and you go, you know, you pump your shotgun and they hear it and they go, crap, I'm out. You know, then they head off in another direction and you never catch them. I mean, there's a thousand of instances like that. There's, you know, many instances where someone has been able to stave off an attacker, but the attacker is never identified or caught.
Right.
And so, like, and then you multiply that by how many people were in the house, you know, how many people were saved by that. Or when a perpetrator is taken out, occasionally, unfortunately, when somebody, you know, comes in, somebody has to shoot a home invader, how many other people would they have accosted? And so on and so forth. So, obviously, but it's, again, I think the focus should be on that law of nature. That law of nature is, if you're in a situation where your survival is at stake, you should be able to do whatever is within your power to defend yourself, period, because no one has that right to take another life away, another innocent life away. So.